Hey, on the phone, Sully Erna, lead singer, rhythm guitarist, and awesome drummer and harmonica player.
And everything.
Of Godsmack.
Yes.
And the piano. Don't forget the piano.
Piano, yes.
The piano.
You live around the piano.
Hey, can I ask you something? When the Foo Fighters were looking for a drummer, did you think about it?
No. Hell no.
Nah, that's taking a back seat.
No, it'd be interesting because, you know, you do so much work with this band. You're out in front. I just thought, wow, you might think of that as a nice change of pace.
Oh, yeah. Nice side gig. Like, I'm trying to work a test. I want to be on their schedule.
A little side hustle.
Yeah, right.
I do this food thing.
Drumming's hard. It's fast and it's tiring and they play for like 11 hours a night. And I thought I was making my life easier by becoming a singer. Then I realized, well, when you have flu, a drum still sounds like the drum, and a guitar still sounds like a guitar. But you can't sing so well when you're sick.
Yeah, that's in your voice, man. That's
strong.
That's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Like when you're sick, you probably can't go on, correct?
Yeah, but you know, luckily I've been blessed with not having that problem too much. I mean, God, we've been touring 25 years now, I think. I may have canceled, I don't know, 5 shows or something, maybe under 10, I don't know.
It's a good ratio.
Congratulations on the new album, Lighting Up the Sky. Is that like giving birth, like, you know, you're pregnant for 9 months and then it's out?
Yeah.
You take pictures of it, show everybody. It's a new album. It's teething.
Yeah.
Go through the post-mortem pain.
It changes your body.
Yeah.
It's never quite the same. Did I hear right that this is the last Godsmack album?
Yeah, this is, so far it seems like this is going to be the grand finale of new music from us. It's just time, you know, we've had a good run. I mean, we're not announcing a breakup or a final tour or like anything like that. We just feel like as we grew up with our favorite bands and favorite music, and as those bands got older and kept pushing out new music, you know, it's not that we didn't like their new albums, but, you know, do you really go to see Aerosmith to hear the new record, or you want to see Dream On and Train Kept a Rolling and an old song and band?
Yeah.
And I was trying to think along those lines as well, because I'm going, man, you know, it's not like we try to compare ourselves to the Rolling Stones or Aerosmith, but I mean, with 27 top 10 singles at this point, with, you know, 13 number ones, it's like, at what point do you honor the catalog and give the audience what they want to hear instead of trying to always shove new stuff, you know, down their throat? So, you know, listen, I love the new record. I really do. I think it's some of the best work we've done. It's almost like a bittersweet because I feel like we're just starting to get a really good groove going with, like, still has an edge. It's still hard rock, but, you know, the songwriting has gotten so much better over the years, and I feel like we're almost just warming up when it comes to that part of it. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, man, you know, we're playing 15, 17 songs a night, and we're not even doing half of the singles, let alone the deep cuts.
Right.
But also enjoy some of the things that we want to do in our lives. I mean, we've worked really hard for the last 30 years, and I want to be able to know that it was all worth something.
You know, what are you going
to
do?
Trying to sell to the bone. I'm not sure, but
you'll be back
that,
then.
You know, I'm thinking heavy metal polka band. Heavy metal polka could work.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of things that it's the simple things. You know, what most people do on a daily basis are the things that we've been deprived of. You
right.
know, we didn't get to see our children grow up. We didn't get to have dinner every night with them and take them to school and see them do gymnastics all the time. You know, we were there for moments. It's not like I have these big plans, but, you know, I am
the
a busy
simple
body.
Things.
Yeah, you know, I'll always have things to do, and I'm sure I'll write solo music. And listen, you can never say never when it comes to another Godsmack song or something like that, but right now it just seems right.
How long do you think that break will be? Come on, let's make a schedule.
The first parent-teacher conference, bam.
Like, wow, this family's really a pain in the ass when I'm home. I'm going back out. We're talking to Sully Erna, lead singer of Godsmack, coming to the Toyota Oakdale tonight. I got some questions here from listeners, and I'll start with the one that most of them asked about you guys doing an acoustic show again.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're going to tour this album out and take a break and spend time with the family, but do you think that would be an interesting way to come back to Godsmack at some point if you guys go out again?
Oh, no. This is happening way sooner than you think.
Oh.
We're about to announce it soon. This is going to start And let me just make this clear, too. It's not strictly an acoustic tour, but it is the acoustic vibe, right? So we're going to do a vibes tour. That's what I think we're even going to call it, the vibes tour. And what it is it's going to be, you know, Godsmack stripped down in theater settings. We're going to bring a couple additional musicians with us to fill it up, a keyboard player, an extra guitar player. And we're going to not only play what we feel is the best of the Godsmack songs that are translated well acoustically or like in a more vibey version, the Voodoos, the Serenities, Growing Old off the new record, the ballad Truth, Under Your Scars, like all those kind of songs. But we're also going to blend in some really cool covers. We're talking about doing things like No Quarter by Zeppelin.
Damn.
And
wow.
You know, some Pink Floyd, and like really take people kind of on a musical journey and hybrid kind of what I did with the solo thing and with Godsmack, and just make it a really cool evening of music. But this is going to start ramping up by mid-February.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we should make a pretty good dent in the States by mid-next year.
Excellent.
And then we'll, you know, then we're talking about some plans to ramp up the big show again.
Damn. All right, so this might be your last album, but you guys aren't taking a break for a while.
Well, we're definitely going to have 24 full. When it's time for a break, then we'll rethink things and figure out what we're going to do and make that decision then.
Well, we're looking forward to this show at the Toyota Presents Oakdale, and the fans are pumped for you, man.
Big time.
Like, Wednesday is like a school night for me, so like I'm in bed. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm going into New York City because we're nominated for Marconi for Best Morning Personality.
Nice.
I was going to ask you, is there anything from your Grammy speech that you never read that I can borrow?
Grammy speech? We never won a Grammy.
No, I know, but you were nominated, no?
Yeah, we were nominated 4 times and we never got one of them.
Those bastards
so
will find
did
them.
You...
It's like going to the Super Bowl and not winning the game.
Right.
I'll tell you what, here's a funny story. So we get nominated. We were sitting in the audience. This is in L.A., and I can't remember who was in the category with us. I can't remember everybody. But I do remember we all the cameras, I'm sitting with Shannon, and all we're sitting like fourth, fifth row, and all the cameras run up the aisle, and they all crouch down, and they're like literally circling us and all focusing in on us. And I'm looking at Shannon, I'm like, holy shit, we're going to win this Grammy. This is amazing. And Shannon's like, holy crap. And then as I'm talking to Shannon, I kind of looked past him, down the aisle a little more, and I see Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins with all the cameras around them, and I'm like, we just lost. He goes, what do you mean? I go, look over there. Like, they're on Grohl with Dunn, and sure as hell, they took our Grammy that year.
We've been foozed.
Son of a bitch.
Well, that's, you know, you don't want to get nominated against them. It's like getting nominated against Meryl Streep.
Yeah. She has a Grammy.
Sully, thank you so much for your time, brother. Appreciate it. We will see you at the Oakdale Theater in Wallingford tonight.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Godsmack. Still some tickets available. We're linked up on the radio station website.